AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. Shortly after President-elect Joe Biden takes office, he's expected to introduce an immigration reform bill that would include an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status, a reversal from Trump administration policy. The measure is not expected to include the trade-off of enhanced border security favored by many Republicans. Biden allies, even some Republicans, say immigration is a major issue where the new administration could find common ground with Republican leader Mitch McConnell and other GOP senators. The FBI is tracking down others involved in the attack on the Capitol as Washington adds layers of security ahead of the inauguration.
Following the deadly riot at the Capitol, this terrorism investigation is hitting close to home. John Hudak is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
We're talking about online chatter. We're talking about the dark web. We're talking about efforts to commit violence against the United States and its institutions and to assassinate members of the government.
Hudak says there's no difference between supporters of President Trump and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
They're domestic terrorists, and they are not going to hang up their guns and their ammo vests on January 20th.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are being dispatched across the Capitol to bolster security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Singer-songwriter Stevie Wonder releases an open letter to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the holiday honoring the slain civil rights leader. In the video, Wonder laments the lack of progress against racism in the 36 years since the holiday became a reality.
It makes me physically sick. I am sick that politicians try to find an easy solution to a 400-year problem.
Wonder wants the new administration to form a truth commission to find solutions and recommendations for reconciliation. This is AP News. California sets another record mark in the pandemic. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
California has become the first state to reach 3 million known coronavirus infections. The Golden State reached the grim milestone Monday in the tally by Johns Hopkins University. Alarmingly, California only reached 2 million caseloads on December 24th. It took 292 days for California to go from its first coronavirus case last January 25th to 1 million infections on November 11th, but it took just 44 days to top 2 million. On average, California has seen about 500 deaths and 40,000 new cases daily for the past 2 weeks.
Texas has more than 2 million cases, Florida 1.5 million. Both New York and Illinois have 1 million each. Overall, the nation's death toll is expected to top 400,000 as early as tomorrow. Johns Hopkins reports just under 399,000 people have died in the pandemic in this country. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.